Gary Barrett from our news department sent me a press release. I think I got it in my email anyway, but he reminded me. This is really, really an interesting little press release. Most of the time, press releases end up in the circular file because most of the time they're usually self-congratulatory bullocky. But in this case, Taxpayers United for America hit one out of the park because they've done some compiling of the record of what happens to communities that install these gotcha cams. Now, the gotcha cam phenomenon is not a new one. It's all over the United States, and just like everything else, when about every other jurisdiction finally gets over their nonsense and stupidity, this jurisdiction, Iowa, hey, look what they did. Let's try that, even after everybody else has given up on it. Well, Jim Tobin is on our newsmaker line from Taxpayers United for America. Welcome.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us the results of your study, because this is really cool.
Yeah, the red light cameras are just being implemented in Chicago, so that prompted our study, third study actually since last year. Red light cameras are a scam whose only purpose is to generate millions of dollars for cities and towns, and furthermore, they actually increase accidents, not decrease them. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is looking forward to additional millions of dollars that will be funneled into city coffers to fund lavish, gold-plated Chicago government employee pensions. Emanuel stated that...
Now, wait a minute. It's going into pension funds?
Oh, it's going into salaries and pensions.
Okay. They did the same thing here, Jim, in one of the jurisdictions. Cop shop installed these red light cameras and the speed cameras. And the money they're collecting through fines going into their pension fund. So I thought we had invented that graft, but apparently we're learning from others.
No, it's pretty much, we've been releasing government pensions throughout the country, and your radio station covered our news conference several years ago, releasing top government pension estimates. And the whole thing just started up in Chicago a few days ago, and... Emanuel stated that cameras have reduced accidents, but this is either a sign of ignorance or a lie. The funding, and of course, the city of Chicago is claiming the money is going to be used for protection, not for pensions. Well, 80% of city spending is for salaries and pensions. So last night on CBS, WBBM TV in Chicago, the estimate was made that based on the preliminary information that's just coming in here, that the red light cameras could potentially bring in $1.2 billion in additional revenue for the city of Chicago.
Well, we know that you bringing it to our attention and their attention, that it's really revenue rather than safety, will
right.
cause all kinds of communities to rise up, and the public who already knew this to begin with, they don't need a study to know that they're being hustled. But that will give them ammo, but I've never seen, there's only been a handful of jurisdictions that when they are caught being shamed this way, have ever been shamed out of doing this in their own jurisdictions. It has to be somebody bigger, stronger, and faster than they, because they're not going to vote themselves out of our back pockets unless they...
No, not at all. But the thing is, the terrible thing about it is they're lying to the taxpayers, the voters. Citizens, they're saying that the red light cameras are going to reduce traffic fatalities, reduce accidents, and make the whole city safer. But the National Motorist Association website and our website has a sampling of studies that prove the opposite. Los Angeles, for example, KCAL-TV did a study of red lights and found 20 of 32 intersection study accidents increased, and several intersections triple their accident rates. In D.C., Washington Post reports overall increase in accidents at red light camera intersections of 107%. Oceanside, California, this report by the North City County Times shows an 800% increase in rear-end accidents. So in addition to having to pay out big bucks in fines, motorists are suffering increased injuries caused by rear-end collisions, collision. Only politicians and orthopedic surgeons are benefiting from the red light scam.
All right, so on the basis of this and these other studies, have these jurisdictions had any second thoughts, or are they continuing the scam?
You know, I haven't. They're just starting it up in Chicago, and do you have them in Des Moines yet?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. And we started with a couple of the suburbs, and the people in the Des Moines area saw it was so successful. They've added it to the sheriff's has added to these stationary gotcha cams. They move them around. They're mobile gotcha cams, and the city of Des Moines done the same thing, and the revenue is flowing in.
Well, they need it because their pension benefits are incredible, as they are everywhere across the country. Government pension benefits are going crazy.
That's because
they're on our website, in fact. We have their names and pension estimates for City of Des Moines, and the pension estimates start at $2.1 million. That's total payout from the time they retire until they pass away at average life expectancy.
Are you talking about one individual?
One individual, $2.18 million.
Just for like...
They're on our website.
Is that typical?
TaxpayersUnited.org.
Okay.
You can look at Des Moines. And, you know, we made the... We can't give you the actual pensions because Iowa is one of those states that hides them from the people. Most states provide us with the pensions, the names of the pensioners, and so we can make an estimate, an exact estimate. We can actually show how much they've collected so far. But in Iowa, since they hide the pensions from the people, we make estimates in Iowa and other states like Wisconsin. So we found that Richard Clark, the city manager, when we were in town 2 years ago, would receive estimated pension payout of $4,125,000 if he lives to be 85. We had to make assumptions that the bureaucrats retire at age 62 after 35 years on the job, and all these people receive pension payouts. Well, not all of them. The top 25 receive pension payouts between $2.1 million and $4,594,000.
Holy
for the city of Des Moines.
Now, is that because of the benefit packages are defined benefits rather than...
Right, that's right.
And most of the state employees are.
Yeah, the employees. Well, we did it for the top 25 salary employees for the city of Des Moines when we were in town. I believe it was 2 years ago. And we have the names, and we assume they've been on board for 35 years and retired age 62. The police and fire can retire at age 55 after 30 years on the job. And if you live to be 55 or 60, your average life expectancy is 85 years. So you have a long life to live yet on average. And
so basically you're saying these people are not going to give up this extra revenue source without a fight.
They don't care how much we get ripped off, we taxpayers, and how many more of us have to go to the hospital and how much accidents increase, insurance rates increase as a result. All they care about are their own salaries and pensions. That's where most of our local city money goes. 80% of city spending in Chicago and Des Moines and Ames goes for salaries and pensions. And that's true throughout the country. And when it goes too far, well, we wind up with cities like Detroit where, you know, they go bankrupt and the bureaucrats only get 20 cents on the dollar for their pensions because it's just going crazy. We have the pension estimates for Des Moines, Ames, Boone, Polk County.
Do you have a couple more minutes here, Jim?
Sure.
Taxpayers United of America is the name of the organization. I had no idea that they had developed expertise in this second part of the conversation. I am very pleased that you're talking to us about this, but it makes a lot of sense. These defined benefit packages are sinking jurisdictions all over the country. But the gotcha cams, major studies, as we've been telling you this over and over, Los Angeles, Washington, Portland, Fort Collins, Colorado, Oceanside, California, Philadelphia, all of these jurisdictions report increased revenue for the jurisdictions, but also skyrocketing accidents at those gotcha cam sites. Brief timeout, back in a moment on 1040 WHO Radio. Talking on our Newsmaker line right now with Jim Tobin from an organization in Chicago called Taxpayers United of America. They just reported on the gotcha cam revenue scams all around the country. They're determining that In addition to raising vast quantities of money, they're increasing accident rates. All sold to us is safety devices, but the safety factor is moving in the opposite direction. One of my listeners, Jim, sent me a story from Chicago that says you guys are trying to sever your relationship with Redflex, the traffic systems there. And I think you guys are trying to buy your own so you don't have to split the take. Is that true?
Yeah, that's probably true. Rahm Emanuel's way of getting more money for their salaries and pensions. what it's all about. Well, they can keep more money for the city coffers and use it for their salaries and pensions.
Well, originally it was, I'm going to get rid of these gotcha cams. And people were upset at the existence of them. Well, he got rid of trying to break the contract with Redflex, not because he wants to get rid of them, but because he wants to buy them and control the total revenue.
That's right. The more money he gets, the more he can use to cover the unfunded pension liabilities for Chicago and, of course, the Chicago government schools as well. They have huge unfunded pension liabilities in the city of Chicago, as we have in many other places.
Well, so you're the expert on the pension part. The two things. First off, will people be able to get links to the safety-related issues regarding the traffic cam part of this story and
right.
get access to some of the pension information to which you referred on your
website? Yeah, it's right on our website, taxpayersunited.org. The homepage has two studies on red lights issued yesterday and today. And then if you move down, you'll see, it's at the top of the homepage, you'll see a map of the U.S. Click on Iowa.
Right.
And if you go to Iowa, you just... move down a bit, and
right.
or look for Des Moines. And at one point, you'll see a listing of top pensions for different county, Ames, Iowa, Boone,
right.
and so forth. And I found the interesting one is Iowa University. We put the top 100 estimated pensions for Iowa University, and they're all over $4 million, the top 100. And as I mentioned earlier, we have to estimate them because Iowa will not let the pension information go out.
Is that unusual, or are we one of the few states that don't allow them to be published?
It's one of 17 states. Iowa is one of 17 states
if we
that
were
will
to
not
approach...
allow the pensions to be published.
Okay. If we wished to get access to that information, how do we proceed to get... Well, what law needs to change in order to accomplish that?
Well, the state legislature and governor have to make the information available as they have already in Illinois. And if you take a look at what we've done in Illinois, my gosh, we can give the name, we can tell you how much that person collected so far, estimate his pension payout till
wow.
the age of 85.
Well,
and it's something that Iowa politicians don't want you to know about. Iowa politicians are like politicians anywhere else. They don't want people to know 80% of their local city spending are going for salaries and pensions. 80% of county spending.
Where do you come up with that figure?
It's true wherever I go around the U.S. It's 80% in Shawnee, Wisconsin. Actually, specifically, last time I was there, it was 76% of Shawnee school spending was for salaries and pensions, according to the people.
Now that answers an amazing question. Because
80%. That's the way it goes. It's 80%, and it's a huge amount of money at the local level. And folks keep thinking, well, most of my money is going for welfare and, for the needy. And not at the local level, it's not. The counties and cities, Cook County might be a little bit different because, Cook County in Illinois. But your typical county will spend 80% of revenue on salaries and pensions.
One of my listeners suggested, hey, you guys need to put out an updated salary list for Des Moines and Polk County. It says that yours is about 2 years old right now. So some of those people probably have retired, and many are making a whole lot more than you have on their list. So.
Yeah, we have to underestimate. I don't like to overestimate. By underestimating, however, as I pointed out earlier, the top 25 pension payouts for estimated for the city of Des Moines
okay.
will range between $2.1 million and $4,594,000, and he says we're underestimating. Well, I'd rather do that than overestimate, and it's probably worse than what I'm saying here, but that's what we have to go with, because the state of Iowa will not make the pension information available to the public.
The best thing I think we can do to remedy this situation is make retirement and getting a retirement income dependent on one thing. As soon as they quit work, they have to start smoking, stop jogging, and put on 20 pounds.
And keep in mind, the average pension for taxpayers is Social Security, and it's $15,000 a year.
Got it.
That's what we taxpayers get, $15,000 a year.
Jim, I'm out of time. I will link all of your stuff. I really appreciate your expertise.
Performance is everything.